ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम सामवेदीये केनोपनिषदि तृतीयः खण्डः, द थर्ड सेक्शन ऑफ समवेद, द केनोपनिषद ऑफ समवेद बिगिन्स। In this third section, we can relax. We have been relaxing. We can relax further because the main subject matter, the most important subject matter, is knowledge of the reality of Brahman. So this Brahma Vidya, knowledge of the absolute reality, which has been already discussed in the first two khandas, two sections, alone is going to be elaborately discussed. How? Not difficulty, through a story. So in the tradition, there is a style of revealing, teaching subtle facts through a story, an akhyayika. We know that the abstract, formless reality is timeless and all pervasive, which alone appears as everything, and that reality is implied by the term Brahman. There is no second thing other than Brahman here, and whatever seems to be there is only appearance of the same Brahman, one and the same reality, Brahman. But that Brahman, the abstract reality, when it is looked upon as something which is endowed with the unique power of knowing, is given the title of Ishvara. Brahman is not Ishvara, but Ishvara is Brahman. It is this Brahman, which is given the title of Ishvara, is also seen as the Jiva, with the limited upadis. Upadis are also Brahma. Everything is Brahma. And it is this Ishvara is a name given to the reality manifested as the Jagat, so the whole cosmos is Ishvara because it is manifestation of reality. Without the manifestation, the reality is non-recognizable. Reality is, but is non-recognizable. With this manifestation of the reality in the form of the Jagat, it is recognizable. So that which is in the form of the universe also is Brahma. And it is this Brahman which is manifested as the universe is understood as Adhyatmam, Adibhutam and Adidaivam. Adhyatmam, Adibhutam, Adidaivam, all these three constitute here the Jagat, which is nothing but Ishvara, who is another than Brahma. So Brahman is in the form of Ishvara, Ishra is Deham of Jagat. Jagat is constituted of these three factors: Adhyatmam, Adibhutam, Adidaivam. What is Adhyatmam? Adhi means anything pertaining to. Adhi. Adhi is a prefix. So, Adhi means that which centered on, pertaining to. You say Adhyatmam. Adhyatmam. The word Adhyatmam together means anything pertaining to an individual. Jiva is Adhyatmam. So, Atma with a body, mind, sense complex, Upadhi is Adhyatmam. And whatever is there and a part of an individual, whatever obtains an individual is there in external world in a total. So the total of anything in individual is said to be Devata. So all the elements and the countless number of things in the world is together is meant by the word Adibhutam. Therefore, there is a beautiful connection between Adhyatmam and Adidaivam. Adibhutam. Adhyatmam and Adibhutam. Whatever is in the external world is Adibhutam. And anything pertaining to an individual is Adhyatmam. And there is inseparable, beautiful connection between the individual and the Adhyatmam and the Adibhutam. This connection between Adhyatmam and Adibhutam is purely because of an inexplicable law and order. There is an order which contributes for the connection between the Adhyatmam and Adibhutam. And that law and order which connects the Adhyatmam and Adibhutam is centered on Devata. Therefore, here, this inexplicable law and order which connects to Adhyatmam and Adibhutam, centered on Devata, along with the Devata, is known as Adidaivam. So we know Ishvara is the just title attributed to the manifestation of the truth. The truth manifested is known as Ishvara. The truth manifested is in the form of the universe, which is Ishvara. And Ishvara happens to be the whole. Always we have an altar for Ishvara. To relate to Ishvara, the whole, which is inclusive of the individual, is always an altar which symbolizes the Ishvara. So that which is a natural phenomenon, which is taken as an altar for Ishvara, is Daivam, Adidaivam. For example, we can invoke, we can take Agni Devata, Agni Devata as an Ishvara, as Devi. An Agni is taken as an altar for Ishvara. Agni is the Devata, Adi Daivam, and the Ishvara invoked upon that Agni is Adi Daivam. Sun is the Devata, and Ishvara, the whole, is invoked as the sun. Then sun is Adi Daivam. Ishvara is Adi Daivam, invoked upon the Devata Suryaha, sun. Every natural phenomenon is looked upon as Devata when a phenomenon is not seen merely as a mere bundle of energy, but revered as manifestation of consciousness. Surya Devata, Agni Devata, Chandra Devata, Vriksha Devata, Vana Devata. So Devata is an reverential expression. An expression when any natural phenomenon, Devata is an expression used when every natural phenomenon is not looked upon as a mere bundle of energy, is a mere inert matter, when it is looked upon as manifestation of consciousness or manifestation of knowledge, the word used is Devata, which means all natural phenomena are Devatas. All natural phenomena are Devatas means every phenomenon is manifestation of consciousness, means all Devatas are manifestations of only consciousness, and all these Devatas constitute Ishvara, the whole. So Adi Daivam, Ishvara is Adi Daivam when invoked upon a given phenomenon, which is Adhibhutam, which is known as Devata. So there's no way of undoing the interconnectedness. That's how the whole is here. Seclusion, exclusiveness, alienation results in the disturbance in the order. That is how then there is pain, affliction, suffering. Okay. I will again make it clearer as we go ahead. Let us see here how the teaching is presented. Bhagavad Pada introduces this Tritiya Khanda. There is a battle, always there's battle between asuras and devas, demons and devatas. In the Puranas, 36 Puranas, we find Deva Asura Yuddham. Deva Asura Yuddham. Always there's a battle. And here also such a battle happens before this, the teaching begins. And there, because Devas had grace of Ishvara, Asuras did not have the grace of Ishvara. So because of Dharma, where there is Dharma, there is Ishvara's grace. Where there is transgression of dharma, universal law and order, there is no grace. There cannot be grace. Grace is possible only on the part of beings which are in tune with the order, which do not transgress the order. That is how devatas had the grace of Ishvara and asuras did not have the grace of Ishvara. As a result, devatas won the battle, asuras lost the battle. But this victory of devatas should be seen as the victory of Ishvara's grace. It was Ishvara, otherwise revered as his Brahma, won the battle for devas. But devatas, all these, the so-called devas, the Agnihi, Vayuhu, they're all personified here. And they became very proud of their accomplishment. And it means they forgot the totality, their connections. They just were proud of their achievement. It was then they needed a lesson. They needed to be taught. Because in exclusiveness always disturbs the order. Then Ishvara has to, then order has to do something to bring the disorder back to the order. That's what we're going to see in this story here. So Bhagavad-Pada begins his teaching like this. Avijnatam vijanatam. Vijnatam avijanatam. Ityadishravanat yadasti. Avijnatam vijanatam. The absolute reality Brahman is definitely unknown to those who know. Vijnatam avijanatam. It is known to those who do not know. Ityadi shravanat. This is a statement which we already know. So Bhagavad Pada reminds us of the third verse, the third mantra of the second section, the Keno Upanishad. He quotes that sentence. Ityadi shravanat. Already this teaching has been heard. From this, yadasti tad vijnatam pramanaihi. Generally, how do we take it? Yadasti tad vijnatam pramanaihi. Pramanaihi vijnatam yat tad asti. Yadasti, that which exists. Yad asti means that which exists is known through the means of knowledge. Pramanaihi tad vijnatam bhavati. Anything which exists is known through the pramanam, known through a given means of knowledge. That becomes known through the means of knowledge. If something exists, that becomes known through any means of knowledge, some pramanam or the other. Yad nasti, yan nasti. Yan nasti means yad nasti. Yan nasti, tad avijnatam. Yan nasti tad avijnatam. So that which does not exist, that is unknown. That is not known through any pramanam. So that which exists is known through some pramanam or the other, some means of knowledge or the other. That which does not exist is not known. that is unknown. It means anything known alone is taken to be existent. Anything unknown is mistaken to be non-existent. Also, how it is said, Sasha Vishana Kalpam. Shasha Vishanaha means rabbit's horn. Shashaha means rabbit. Vishanaha means horn. Shasha Vishanavatu. Like rabbit's horn. Okay. Shasha Vishana Kalpam. So that which exists is known through Sampramanam or the other. So that which is not there is not known to any Pramanam. So it is similar to the rabbit's horn, which is non-existent. An unknown thing is mistaken to be non-existent, like non-existent, which is like the rabbit's horn. Rabbit's horn doesn't exist. Therefore, it is not known because it doesn't exist. Why? Because atyantameva asat drishtam. Atyantameva asat means what? Tucham is absolutely non-exist. Atyantam eva. Absolutely, it is non-existent. Because unreal. Asat, atyantameva asat means it is non-unreal. It is tucham. It doesn't exist at all. Tatha. Similarly, idam brahma, this absolute reality, abstract, subtlest reality, implied by the term Brahman also, avijñātatvāt, because of its status of being the unknown, asadeva iti, Brahman also is mistaken to be non-existent. Absolute reality Brahman is also mistaken to be non-existent, totally non-existent. Why? Avijñātatvāt. Because it is not known through any pramanam. If it exists, it must be available for knowledge through some means of knowledge or the other. Brahman is not available for knowledge as an object to any pramanam. So any pramanam, any means of knowledge can reveal something only if it is an object. But Brahman here is not an object. Therefore, no pramanam can reveal this Brahman. Because it cannot be known through any of the pramanams, it is unknown. It has the status of being unknown. It has the status of being the unknown. It has the status of being non-object. Therefore, Mandabuddhinam vyamohaha. Mandabuddhinam vyamohaha mabhut. So Mandabuddhaya, the people of the mediocre intellect, the dull people of Mandabuddhaya, people who are not adequately sharp, are Mandabuddhaya. So people of inadequate intellectual sharpness, limited intellectual capacity, for them, there should not be any confusion, delusion. Vyamohaha mabhut. Vyamohaha. V-a-mohaha. Two prefixes. V-a-mohaha, vyamohaha. Vyamohaha also means delusion, confusion. Mabhut, there should not be any confusion, delusion for these people of inadequate intellectual sharpness. that Brahman does not exist. Brahman is something like a rabbit's horn. Brahman doesn't exist at all. Why? Because it is not available for any pramanam. Because what is understanding? If something exists, it must be available for knowledge through some pramanam or the other. So that which exists alone is available for knowing as an object through some pramanam or the other. That which does not exist is not known through any of the pramanams. Like sasavishanam, like rabbit's horn. Therefore, mabhotiti tadarthe tadartha yam akhyayika arabhyate. Yam akhyayika tadartha yam akhyayika. For that purpose, yam akhyayika, this story is begin here for that sake, for that purpose, that there should not be any confusion on the part of Manda Buddhis, the people of inadequate intellectual sharpness, that what a confusion, Brahman doesn't exist. Because it has avijñātattvam. Brahman has a status of being not an object of knowledge through any of the pramanam. So Bhagavad Pada beautifully says, the purpose of beginning this akhyayika, tadartha yam akhyayika arabhyate. Kimartha akhyayika, mandabuddhinam vyamohaha mabhut iti. Tadartha, for that purpose alone, that there should not be any confusion on the part of diluted people. These stories begin here. Generally, it's always understood. If I can see or hear, if you can know an object through some means of knowledge or the other, then that object exists. If you cannot know through any of the objects, any of the means of knowledge, then that such a thing doesn't exist. This is the general opinion of the people. Therefore, just because Brahman is not available for objectification through any of the pramanams, people should not make conclusion such a Brahman doesn't exist at all, like the rabbit's horn. Therefore, this story is begun. It is possible to mistake Brahman to be totally non-existent. Atyantameva asat. It's absolutely non-existent. Such a confusion should not be there. Okay. Tadeva hi Brahma. That's introduction. It's all introduction, Bhagavad Pada's introduction to the first mantra of the third section. Tadeva hi Brahma sarva prakarena prashastru deva namapi paraha devaha. Very beautiful sentence. Look at this. Tadeva hi Brahma. Okay. That absolute one and the only secondless non-dual reality implied by the term Brahman alone. Tadeva hi Brahma. That absolute reality implied by the term Brahman alone indeed is Devaha, paraha devaha, the exalted Lord. There is no devaha. There is no Lord other than the Dev, Brahman. Is there an Ishvara? the Lord sitting separately other than the truth? No. Ishvara is also the Varaha Devaha, the exalted Lord, exalted of all the Devas, Devanamapi Paraha Devaha. So Paraha Devaha is Ishvaraha. And Devaha, the countless number of natural phenomena which are all shining, which have the status of being existent, are all Devas. So Devanam Api Paraha Devaha. Again, I have to tell you why the phenomenon is called Devaha. Already I said, Divyati Iti Devaha. Divyati Iti Devaha. That which shines. If something shines means it has the status of being existent. It enjoys existence. It enjoys existence. Anything which shines and having the status of being existent is purely because of the manifestation of knowledge, consciousness. If an opaque thing shines means the possibility of the shining of the opaque thing is because of the invariably present light there. Therefore, every material thing, inert material thing, which shines, which has the status of being existent, because it is known. It is known means, along with the known, what shines is the knower consciousness. Therefore, every inert, material, natural phenomenon is manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, it is known by the term Devaha or Devata. And all these Devatas, Devas, together constitute Ishvara. Therefore, what is that which lends the Deva status, the existence status to all these phenomena is the exalted Lord. Therefore, Devanam Api Paraha Devaha. The exalted of all the Devas is Prashastru. Prashastru is a beautiful word. Prakarshena Shasti. Prakarshena Shasti iti Prashastru. That which governs uniquely. Because governance does not involve any effort, does not involve any action, does not involve any instruction by his mere presence. So that by which governs everything by its mere presence, by its mere nature of knowing, is unique governor. So the exalted, the Lord, exalt of all the Devas, is the unique governor. Is none other than that Brahman by all means. Sarva prakarena. In every manner, by all means, it is that Brahman alone enjoys the status of being the Lord of all the Devas, the exalt of all the Devas, being a unique governor. Ishvaranam api Parameshwaraha. Ishvaranam api Parameshwaraha. If you look at the Devata as a Ishvara, then Ishvaranam api Parameshwaraha, the absolute Lord, Parameshwaraha, Paramahacha Ishvaraha, Parameshwaraha, Parameshwaraha, the absolute Lord of the lords, the rulers. Ishvaraha means the ruler also. Ishvaranam api Parameshwaraha, the absolute ruler of all rulers. Absolute Lord of all the Deva, of all the Devas. Parameshwaraha, Durvigneyaha. durvijneyaha cannot be easily known. Very difficult to understand. Durvijneyaha. And it is this Deva, Ishvara, Devanam Jayahetuhu. Jayasya Hetuhu Jayahetuhu. It is this Lord, the Absolute Lord, the Lord of all the rulers, whose exalt of the Devas, known as unique ruler, unique governor. The Brahman alone is what now? The cause of victory of the Devas. Devanam Jayahetuhu. There's none other than the cause of the victory. So, this lesson for us, we're going to see what we're going to understand here. Bhagavad-pada helps us understand subtle facts which should be derived from this story. Because nothing is meant, revealed explicitly. Bhagavad-pada helps us understand, derive the lessons from this story. So, Devanam Jayahetuhu. After completing the Bhashma, I'll explain to you that. Devanam Jayahetuhu, the only source of victory, the only cause of victory of Devas, is Brahma. Asuranam Parajayahetuhu. And Bhagavan, the Brahman, the reality, as the Lord, as the law and order, is also the source of defeat, the cause of defeat of the demons. Asuranam Parajaya Hetuhu. Why one loses? Why one wins? So, the victory and the loss, the defeat, happens wherever, whoever wins and whoever loses, it's all the cause behind it is the order, which is Ishvara. Asuranam Parajaya Hetuhu. This is what is Brahman. So, Ish Brahman alone is in the form of the universal, natural, moral law and order, as Ishvara, as exalt of the Devas, as absolute ruler, unique governor, the Lord of all, the ruler of all the rulers. And whose existence cannot be known easily. Very difficult to understand. Durvijneyaha Ishvaraha. It is this Lord, it is this reality, having the status of the Lord, obtaining in the form of law and order, is the only source and cause of victory of Devas, the only cause of the defeat of the Asuras, the demons. Asuranam Parajayahetuhu, Devanam Jayahetuhu. And such Brahman, such absolute reality, Brahman having the title of Ishvara, that Brahma, katham nasti iti, how is it possible to say that Brahman doesn't exist? Nasti iti, yetasya artasya, anukulani hi uttarani, vachamsi drishyante. So here, etasya artasya, tat katham nasti, how is it possible to say such Brahman does not exist? Nasti iti, etasya artasya, anukulani hi uttarani, vachamsi drishyante. So vachamsi, here means, here the words, the following words here are in favor of are seen to be in favor of this understanding that how is it possible to say that Brahman does not exist? It is Brahman. Brahman alone exists as all the devatas. Brahman alone exists as all the asuras. Brahman alone exists as the victory. Brahman alone exists as the defeat. Brahman alone exists as the law and order, which determines the victory and the defeat of devas and asuras. Brahman alone is the beautiful. This particular paragraph, you understand the Vedic concept of Ishvara. I have to make it very clear again, definitely, later on. So Ishvara is the title, just the qualification attributed to the truth. Which alone is available for experience in the form of the universe. It's available for experience in the form of universe. Brahman is, the experiencer is Brahman. Experience is Brahma. Experience to universe also is Brahma. Even though Brahman is free from this difference, the experiencer, experienced, difference is not there. But all the three are one and the same Brahma. Because all the three are one and the same Brahma, the knower is Brahma, known is Brahma, knowledge is Brahma, experiencer is Brahma, experience is Brahman, experienced also is Brahma. There's nothing which is not Brahman, therefore Brahman is of the nature of infinitude, limitless. Uttarani Vachamsi means the words which are going following in the name of mantras and unfoldments are all actually in favor of this meaning, this contention that absolute Brahman is indeed the only unique governor. By all means, the exalted devata of all the devas, the absolute lord, the ruler of all rulers. It's not easy to understand, very difficult to understand. It is Brahman, which is the only cause and source of victory of devas and the only source of defeat of the demons. How is it possible to say such absolute reality of Brahman as Ishvara does not exist? This is the meaning of this explanation of this commentary here. So, through this Akhyayika, the first thing what we are going to understand is existence of Brahman. So, Bhagavad-pada in his first opening statement makes us understand that we are going to understand through this Akhyayika Brahmanaha Astitvam, existence of Brahman. And what is next? We'll see the next. Athava Brahma Vidyayaha Stutaye, or Stutihi is a Ikaranta Stilinga Shabdaha. Stutaye, for the glorification. Stutihi means glorification, praise. And stutaye, brahmavidyayaha stutaye, or for the purpose of glorifying brahmavidya, knowledge of Brahman. Or for glorification of knowledge of Brahman. Also, this story is presented here. So, brahmavidyayaha prashamsa. Also, we are going to understand from this lesson, the story. Katham, how? How this the story is going to present also the glorification of knowledge of the truth. Brahma vijnanadhi, brahma vijnanadhi, indeed, only because of knowledge of Brahman, Agni Adayaha Devaha. Agni Adayaha Agniyadayaha. Agniyadayaha Devaha. I'm sure you're all enjoying happily the knowledge of your Sandhi. Eh? Agni Adayaha Devaha. Agniyadayaha Devaha. All these Devas, such as Agni, etc. Devanam Sreshtattvam Jagmuhu. Sreshtattvam, Devanam Sreshtattvam. The exaltedness of Devas, they attained Jagmuhu. Devanam Sreshtattvam Jagmuhu Agnyadeha Devaha. We're going to see that how all these Devas are going to attain Brahmajnanam, Brahmavidya. And because of knowledge of Brahman alone, Devas such as Agni, etc., attained their greatness, attained their exaltedness of Devas. Attained exaltedness of Devas. Devanam Sreshtattvam Jagmuhu. Tataha api, tatopi, Atitaram Indraha iti. So all the Devas, Agnihi, etc., attained the greatness of being Devas. And Tatopi Atitaram Indraha. And Indraha attained much more exalted position as a Brahmagya, as a knower of Brahman. Tatopi Atitaram. He became greater than even other Devas because he attained Brahmajnanam first. We're going to see in the story, Indra is going to be the first to attain the Jnanam. Tataha api Atitaram. Atitaram means what? He exalted. Indraha exalted other Devatas. Because he attained Brahma Vidya first. He attained the knowledge first. So, from the second paragraph, what we understand? This, they all Devas attained Brahma Jnana, Brahma Vidya. That is how they attained the status of being, the greatness of being Devas. And Indraha exalted all other Devas because he attained Brahma Vidya first. Therefore, from this story, the next important lesson we are going to understand is the greatness and the glorification of knowledge of Brahman. Okay. The third lesson is Athava or Durvigneyam Brahma iti etat pradarshyate. And through this story, we are going to see another fact we are going to understand is this Brahman cannot be known easily. Very difficult to understand because of the extreme subtleness of the reality. Brahman cannot be known easily. Brahman has the status of being the known with the difficulty. Therefore, Durvigyeyam Brahma Iti Yetat Pradarshyate. It is also shown, revealed in this story, that attainment of the knowledge of Brahman is difficult. Yena Agnyadayaha. How it is shown? Attainment of knowledge of Brahman involves difficulty. It's difficult to understand. How it is revealed? Acharya says, Yena Agnyadayaha. Ati Tejasaha Api. Ati Tejasopi. Agnyadayoti Tejasopi. Agnyadayoti Tejasopi. Agnyadayaha. Ati Tejasaha Api. See, each devata, such as Agni, etc., has its own unique power. Tejas means power. Every wind has, Vayu Bhagavan has his own power. Agni has his own unique power. Every devata, every devaha, every phenomenon has its own unique power. It has its own capacity. Therefore, Agnyadayaha Ati Tejasaha. All the devas such as Agni, etc., are extremely powerful. Ati Tejasaha. Api, still, Kleshenaiva, with difficulty only, Brahma Viditavantaha. The difficulty only they understood Brahman. We have not yet gone through the story. Before even going through the story, Bhagavad Pada tells what are all the lessons possibly we can derive from this story. Because we simply read the story, we'll come away. We will not know how to extract the teaching from there. So Bhagavad Pada helps us beforehand what are all the factors we have to focus on to understand. In this story, we are going to see how Agni, Vayu, and Indra, all these devatas are going to attain Brahma Jnanam. And all these devatas, I use them devata, Acharya uses the term devaha, mean the same. All these devas are highly powerful. Each one has its own unique power. But still, Agnyadeha Atitejasaha Api, Atitejasopi. Though they're all ended with their own unique powers, still, Kleshenaiva Brahma Viditavantaha. They all knew Brahman. They had known Brahman only with difficulty. They all had known Brahman only with difficulty. Not easily, effortlessly, easily they did not know Brahman. They really, the tremendous difficulty, they knew Brahman. They had known Brahman. Kleshena, with the difficulty only, they attained Brahma Jnanam, Brahma Viditavantaha. Tatha Indraha. So, not only other devas, the powerful devas, Tathendraha, Tatha Indraha. Similarly, Indra also, Tathendro, Devanam Ishvaro Pisan Iti. Similarly, Indra, in spite of being the Lord of Devas also, Devanam Ishvaropi San. Devanam Ishvaraha San Api. Though Indra was the Lord of Devas, in spite of being the Lord of Devas also, means the most powerful of the Devas. Every Deva is powerful. Indra, being Lord of Devas, most powerful. Still, in spite of being a lot of devas also, Indra also attained Brahmajnanam Kleshena Yeva, with difficulty only. Which means, what the third lesson we understand? Brahmajnanam cannot be attained easily. Brahmajnanam involves total commitment. Brahmajnanam involves discipline. Brahmajnanam requires focus, preparation. So with difficulty only Brahmajnanam can be attained, because Brahman cannot be known easily. This is the third lesson we understand from this story. And next. Vakshamanopanishad vidhiparamva sarvam brahma vidya vyatirekena praninam kartrutva bhoktrutvadi abhimanaha mithya ityetad darshanartham va akhyayika. Very beautiful. And what is another lesson? We'll see it. Etad darshanartham va akhyayika. This story is also for revealing, for bringing to light another fact. What is that? Kartrutva bhoktrutvadi abhimanaha mithya. This abhimanaha means what? Erroneous identity and erroneous notions we entertain because of wrong identity, such as doership, enjoyership, etc. Kartrutva bhoktrutvadi abhimanaha. Entertainment of the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, etc. Always said to be kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, etc. Mithya abhimanaha is all because of false identity, the wrong notions. Iti etad darshanartham, also for showing this, the story is presented here. And kartrutvam bhoktrutvam is there for whom? Only for human beings. So, vakshyamana upanishad vidhiparamva, vakshyamano upanishad vidhiparamva sarvam brahma vidya vyatirekena. See, without the knowledge of Brahman, praninam, as long as there is ignorance of the truth, ignorance of the self, naturally, praninam kartrutva bhoktrutvadi abhimanaha, mithya abhimanaha. There is false identity with anatma, and thereby there is wrong notions on the part of the human beings. The wrong notions of oneself being the doer and enjoyer, etc. The kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, etc. is all purely because of the ignorance. And is any notion we entertain as I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, is wrong notion. Because of wrong identity with anatma. And this wrong identity is because of ignorance of Brahman. Because the lack of knowledge of the truth. Also, to show this also, this story is presented here. This also is known through this story. Yatha devanam jayadi abhimanaha tadvat. So all these devas, when they won the battle, they forgot that Ishvara niyati, Ishvara's of law and order, Ishvara's grace won the battle for them. They forgot. but they thought victory was their own. Victory was because of their own strength and their own power. So, Devanam Jayadi Abhimanaha. Because of their pride, because of the pride of their own capacity, their own power being the means of accomplishment of their victory, also was it because of the ignorance of Brahman, because of their wrong identity with their forms and positions and power. So the pride of devas is like the false identity human beings have and the doership and enjoyership human beings have. Therefore, they need a lesson that they need to know the truth to resolve this problem of wrong identity and the wrong notions, the wrong understanding. So they need a teaching. Therefore, Akhyayika presents this teaching here. Through this Akhyayika, Upanishad elaborates, illustrates the same teaching which has been given before in the first two sections very tersely. So we'll continue tomorrow. Okay? I'll send you this, what I have taught today, and then you will be busy. We'll see the tomorrow. Any questions here? I'll repeat this portion again, the last portion, tomorrow.
Vakshamanopanishadvidhiparamva sarvam brahma vidya vitrekena praninam kartrutva bhoktrutvadi kartrutva bhoktrutvadi abhimano mithya ityena darshanarthamva akhyayika yatha devanam jayadabhimanaha tadvad iti.
The last portion again, I'll teach you tomorrow. It's all right.
Swamini, anukulani, what is the meaning?
Favorable. See, anukulam means favorable. Favor. Anukulyam. Anukulyam, noun, favor. Anukula, favorable. Okay. But we say, but in favor of. Yeah. See, Brahma tat katham nasti iti etasya arthasya anukulanihi uttarani vachamsi. Uttarani vachamsi means the words which follow or in favor of this vision. How is it possible to say that there is no Brahman? These words are favorable words. Uttarani vachamsi anukulani. Words, favorable words. Okay? Anukulam vachas. Anukulani vachamsi. Favorable words. The words are favorable for proving the existence of Brahman. Okay. So I'll see you tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. The last paragraph before the mantra, I will read it tomorrow. Because I need time. That's why I'm stopping. I need to explain what is vidhi, etc. I need time.